Hello?
Hey, Zach, it's Stan.
Hey.
All right, so the few things that I have a concern with, and he basically just, had them written down, and then he texted them to me, is it says in there, seller will purchase warranty deed.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And then closing costs are customary to seller would pay. That's in there. And then it says taxes, and this, I'm not paying anything. Y'all are buying it as is.
Correct.
I'm getting $20,000.
Correct.
But if it doesn't say it in the contract, then it doesn't mean shit, pretty
Well,
much.
I mean, if you want me to add a line saying, I mean, it already says do at closing to seller. If you want me to highlight it says do at closing to Stanley Dillard, seller, what you are the
Yeah,
seller.
no, I want seller will buy a warranty deed. I'm not buying a warranty deed. It's being bought
No.
as is.
You're reading it wrong. So the seller agreed to convey at closing a general warranty deed, and the seller agreed to provide this title free and clear or any lien of an encumbrance. And all that's saying is that you're gonna, be able to, when we buy it from you're gonna be able to sell it to us free and clear, with the title. So you're not purchasing anything. I'm not sure. Can you want to pull it up and look at it with me? Because I think you're just reading it wrong. There's nothing I can do about that. I will not take that out because you're not paying anything. It's just saying at closing that we're going to get the title, free and clear. If you see where it says property sold as, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm reading that. I'm reading everything now.
Yeah, closing terms and conditions.
Yeah, so you're not planning on closing until September?
Let me see. It should be next
Is
August.
9/11.
Okay, yeah, that's a mistake. Here, let me fix it. I'll fix it. So no, we're closing next month on the 11th.
Yeah, selling to convey.
Yeah, so the seller agrees to convey at closing a general warranty deed, and seller agrees to provide this title free and clear or any lien or encumbrance, current taxes or assessment liabilities. So, as long as you're up to date with everything, there's no issue.
All right, so the lock box, when does the lock box go on the property?
Pretty much, maybe this weekend if possible. I mean, we're not trying to rush you, but at the same time, whatever you're comfortable with, realistically.
So I would think that a lock box needs to go on at closing because I'm still living there. I don't want nobody just walking in the house with all my
No,
belongings.
no, 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 no. I mean,
That's not gonna
typically.
work.
Yeah, that's fine. Typically, we just do a lockbox if someone isn't living there. And considering you'll be out and, you know, as long as you can just have us, if we need to get in, you know, once or twice, you know, for a few of our contractors, for as far as material goes, as long as you can just let us in, you know, then we don't really need to adhere to that.
Yeah. My dog will be there, and I just don't want anybody walking in and letting him out or whatever, because he's not coming. My dog will be there, and like I said, if he don't know you, you ain't coming in the house. I can guarantee
right.
you that.
Okay.
He will literally fold his ears back and show his teeth.
Okay.
That's just him. He's about to mile them off mix. I mean, that's he lives there. That's his stuff. But,
sure.
Did you change it?
Yeah, hang on 1 second. I'm just fixing it now. Just the closing date. I don't know what happened. Maybe I apologize. That was probably.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I'm glad you pointed it out.
I was sitting there reading and I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened on there.
See, the thing I have a problem with, the lockbox being on the house prior to me actually closing on the house.
Well, it's like I said, it's not a problem. We don't, as long as you're here to let us in, and you know, then we, you know,
but
it's no
here's
issue.
Here's my thing. I'm still the owner of the house until we close.
Right.
So I would think that y'all coming in the house while I'm still packing and living there. I mean, I've never. I was able to get into the house when it was empty before I bought it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I wasn't
doing anything. We need to
hang on.
Okay.
I'm just saying, while I'm still living there, I don't want anybody in the house. When you buy the house and hand me a $20,000 check and we close, you have free reign to it because it's yours now. But while I'm still living there, my belongings are in there. Because I have a lot of tools in there, I don't want anybody in the house because it's still my house.
Hey, you don't have to explain yourself. We understand. That's no problem. I mean, obviously, we do have to walk through it one time to be able to make sure.
Course.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
No, I'm not worried about any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to
okay.
look at the breaker box. You got to look at appliances, you know, what kind of
yeah.
water systems are there and what they do and what needs to be either worked on or fixed or whatever. I get that. I'm not worried about that at all. I just don't want anybody to just free reign to my house. They can just show up. I'm not there. And, you know, all my tools, all my dog, you know, I mean, that's the situation. Trust me, that your contractors or sellers or real estate people don't want to be in because he'll lock on to somebody and he won't let go unless I'm there. I guarantee
okay.
you that. I just don't want nobody getting hurt, you know. He's been trained as a police dog. I just don't want nothing to happen.
Okay.
And like I said, that's not here nor there. I'm not saying he's going to do anything, but he is in his house and he knows I'm not there, and anybody that comes in is a burglar to him, you know. That's just the way we trained him. Because he'll be in the house in Kentucky when we're not there, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, that's not a problem, man. We're on the same page.
Okay.
Did you get the new one?
Oh, I haven't even looked. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Oh, hey, come on, Giggle. I mean, Google.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you said.
No, I said come on, Giggle. I call Google Giggle because every time I get on it, it doesn't do anything. It just sits there.
Uh,
just reading acceptance date. Explain to me assessment liabilities.
Say that again?
Explain to me assessment liabilities that are responsible of the seller.
Where do you see that?
So it's closing terms and conditions. The line just below it says, buyer to pay all closing costs other than the seller's items above. That basically says the title free and clear of any liens or incumbents.
Meaning, if you're not current on your taxes, then you know that's not something that we're gonna.
Well, they come out of they come out of my mortgage. So is my insurance. So all that comes out of my mortgage when I pay it.
Okay. Yeah. So.
So that's all paid up to date.
It says is, man. We're taking care of all of the closing costs.
I'm just going to ask you questions. Won't stop. I'm just, you know, because I just need to know. I need to just hear you say it over the phone.
Okay.
Because if anything arises and comes up and it's like, oh, no, it was in the contract. You're responsible for this. I'd be like, okay, I can subpoena my phone records. We'll go to court over it. So I'm getting information. That's all.
Mr. Dillon, I can assure you, if I don't want to do business with anyone who doesn't want to do business with me,
I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to not do business with you. I'm trying to make sure I understand everything in this contract. And before I understand everything in this contract, I'm not signing anything because that is my right. So that's where I'm at. I'm just trying to understand everything in your contract. That's it.
I get it. What I'm saying is I'm not going to do business with anyone who doesn't want to do business with me. And personally, even if you change your mind, 2 weeks from now, I would be like, okay, you know, if you don't want to do it, no problem. I don't hold people to, you know, a piece of paper. At the end of the day,
I'm just asking questions. That's all.
Oh yeah, you're okay.
For the conditions, if any, I'm almost done. I'm sorry. I'm a slow reader.
Oh, man.
Now, what is your business name? MVA LLC?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's just one of them. I mean, we have multiple, but, you know, that's just the one that, you know, when I purchase properties, what I use.
I gotcha. The M stands for, because I got what the BA stands for.
Yeah, Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Oh, okay. I got you. The house first wash coming up there. Mm-hmm. You don't have any association with Capstone, do you?
No.
I was just curious.
Oh yeah, you're okay.
So a lot of people go through Capstone to do stuff like this. Sun's getting ready to die. All right, I had like 2% on. I just plugged it in.
Okay.
Yeah. I had it plugged in this morning. I don't know what happened.
Is there any questions that you have, or?
Yeah, I'm still reading it, but yeah.
Sounds like you're still concerned with.
I'm just reading over top of it. That's all. I'm just reading everything about it. That's all.
Okay.
So from the time I sign this now, what does that have until the 13th? But from the time I sign this to when we close, what's going to happen? Just running it down for me.
It's kind
of. I'm not trying to put you off. I'm not trying to take long. I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just trying to. Yeah.
So
just trying to.
Here's the thing is, you know, once you put the paperwork to my attorney.
Okay.
And,
right.
You know, they'll start the title search, whether that's today or Monday. They'll be handling things on the legality side, the formalities. And, you'll be introduced to my team member B. She just kind of gets you to the finish line with the title attorney, settlement agent. Okay. And you know, if everything goes as planned, you know, we'll close on or before, you know, the next month on the you know,
Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. So you know, if you're out in 2 weeks, then we could, you know, close it sooner. If you're, you know, or if you need, let's just say for whatever reason something happens, your car blows up and you need a extra, you know, week to get out, or, you know, a month, you know.
They've got my truck probably until the 26th of this month, because they got to put a transmission in because it's under warranty.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's going on. I do have a car that they put me in, but it's not a truck. So, you know what I mean? I can't move anything.
Sure. So, you know, it's just as long as you communicate with us and, you know,
okay,
we step in the right direction, then, you know, we're just totally flexible with you.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. It says here that I have to sign it by tomorrow, is what it says in the contract.
It should be today. Yesterday we were supposed to really get this done.
I'm not backing out at all. I just need to make some calls. I'm not calling the lawyer. I'm not calling my friend.
Well,
just,
I mean,
you
know, Mr. Dillon, I'm just going to be honest with you. We buy $20 a month. Until,
I get it, but it says the 13th. That's tomorrow, not today. So, just saying.
I get it.
I have it since tomorrow.
I get it.
I'm not backing out on you. I'm not backing out on you at all.
I just want to, if I may add this, I've been talking with you for like 3 months now, I think.
Yeah.
We've gone back and forth. You know, if we're buying it as is, you know,
I'm just going to call my girlfriend and ask her if she's already secured the moving company. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I need to do. I just need to call her and say, hey, have you already secured the moving company? Yes or no? Because I haven't talked to her. So I need to just call and say, did you call the moving company yesterday? And are they actually going to come out and give me an estimate, you know, on Monday? Yes or no? That's it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you do whatever you got to do. I just want to let you know from my perspective, I just can't keep prolonging this. So if we do it today, great. If not, we probably should just call it a no. And, you know, there's just, well, I've spent a lot of time on this.
Yes, you have. And I understand where you're coming from. I'm not trying to back out on you. I'm just trying to make sure we got all the eggs in the basket so that, you know, I can go ahead and get my stuff out as soon as possible.
Yeah, I get it.
And I just need to make sure when they're coming, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. I mean, I just need to talk to her, you know, because she's part of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, we're flexible with you on if you need extra days or not. I mean,
it'll be signed today, but I just need to talk to her.
Okay.
That's it. It'll be signed today. I'm not going to wait till tomorrow because tomorrow's Saturday and nothing happens on a Saturday. It doesn't happen again until on a Monday because that's a business day. I understand. I know you want to get the contract in and get the ball rolling. I get it. I just need to talk to her and find out what's going on with the moving company. I want her to say, oh, they can't get there for 3 weeks. You know, that doesn't work. So I need to call somebody else and set something else up. I just want to make sure that she set it up. That's it.
All right. Well, I'll be here until 5.
I will call you back. I'm just trying to call her and get this straight. And if not, then I need to make other arrangements. That's all I'm trying to do.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Zach. I will call you back. I promise.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.